بعد My dear respected Muslims, whilst a person lives in this world, in order for him to survive, he needs to have food along with drink. If a person only has food and no drink, he can't live a healthy lifestyle. If a person only has drink and no food, similarly he can't also live a healthy lifestyle. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he advised us with regards to eating, he said, فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ. That one third of your body, fill it with food, one third with drink, and one third leave it empty. So in order for us to survive, we need food and drink. Similarly, for us to follow the deen of Islam completely, we need Quran and the Sunnah. If we only follow the Quran, our deen won't be complete. If we only follow the Sunnah, likewise our deen cannot be complete. Therefore, the lesson of the third juz of the Quran is the ayah where Allah Rabbul Izzah says to you and I, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Sahaba, to the Ummah, if you claim to love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we follow the sunnah, we follow the prophetic teachings and the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what benefit will you and I gain and acquire and achieve? Yuhbibkumullah, Allah will love us. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah will forgive us for our sins. Allah will forgive us, and also along with that, Allah will love us just by us following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah loving us under this ayah, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned one Arabic proverb which says, لَيْسَ الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحِبْ إِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحَبْ. It's not something amazing to love something or someone. It's something amazing to be loved by something or someone. And here Allah is promising to love us if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself explains to us in a hadith, and he says that whoever follows my sunnah, faqad ahabbani, he has loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. So the lesson of the third juz of the Quran is, I just spoke for 5 minutes, but the lesson of the third juz of the Quran is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one. And number two, in order for us to understand how the Sahaba brought this into their lives, today I want to quickly concentrate on one companion. So we took the lesson from the surah, from the juz, and along with that we're going to try and learn about one companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the greatest companion, who was the greatest individual from this ummah. Who was he? Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he's born about 2.5 years before the year of the elephants. And thereafter, he is very close with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who over here knows the name of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu? We know he's the most famous companion, the first Khalifa, the most greatest personality of this ummah. Who knows his name? Abu Bakr was his title. Who knows his name? We know the name of every basketball player. We know the name of every NFL football player. We know the name of every soccer player. What was the name of the Sahabi Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu? Abdullah, sah. His name was Abdullah. His father, whose title was Abu Quhafa, his name was Uthman. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, his name is Abdullah, the son of Uthman. Born 2.5 years before the year of the elephants. He's very close with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given nubuwwah and revelation, the people come to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and they say, your friend has become mad. He's saying some crazy things. He's divorced the religion of his ancestors. Go speak to him. So he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asks the messenger, oh messenger, and oh friend, I've heard this and this about you. Is it true? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, oh Abu Bakr, I have been sent as a messenger from Allah. I am telling you that proclaim there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and I am his messenger. Immediately Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu became a Muslim. The first man to become a Muslim in this ummah was Abdullah Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. This was the same individual Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with his sahaba, and he asked them, hal asbaha minkum sa'ima, has any one of you fasting today?
Everyone is quiet. قَالَ أَبُو بَكْرَ أَنَا Yes, O Messenger of Allah, I am fasting. Has any one of you gone and followed a janazah today? Sahaba, quiet. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Yes, O Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Have any of you fed the poor today? Everyone is quiet. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Yes, O Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, that Have any of you gone to visit the sick today? All the Sahaba are quiet. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, Yes, O Messenger of Allah. He was that individual. Whilst we all wish to go and enter Jannah, the doors of Jannah wish for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to enter through them. How did he gain such a high position? How did he gain such a high rank by Allah, where the doors of Jannah are wishing that he enters Jannah through them? How did he acquire this? Because of him following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the closest to the messenger. He was the closest to the Prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha says, every day in the morning or in the night, he would visit the messenger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in his home. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes around midday, Asr, between Dhuhr and Asr. So Aisha radiallahu anhu says, the fact that the Messenger of Allah came at a time he usually doesn't come means something was wrong. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu comes to the Messenger and he tells the Messenger, O Messenger of Allah, why are you here at this time? Has something happened? Hal hadatha shay? Has something happened? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Oh Abu Bakr, the time has come for us to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. So immediately Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-suhba ya Rasulallah. This is love for the Messenger. He says, O Messenger of Allah, can I be your companion? Can I accompany you on this hijrah, on this migration? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Na'am, yes, Abu Bakr, you can come with me. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was so overwhelmed with the fact the Messenger of Allah allowed him to travel with him and migrate with him, he begins to cry tears of joy. Tears of happiness begin to trickle down his face. Aisha radiallahu anha says, before this day I never even knew a person can cry out of happiness. When the Messenger of Allah gave my father permission to accompany him on hijrah and migration, my father began to cry out of happiness. This was the love Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu had for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu had for the sunnah and the way and the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lesson of the third juz, my brothers, is we have to bring sunnah into our lives. The Quran alone won't suffice. The sunnah alone won't suffice. These two together acting upon the Quran and the sunnah will lead us to Jannah. What is my connection with the sunnah? What is my connection with that individual who sacrificed everything for me? Whose love and compassion and affection for me is greater than my mother. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ Allah tells you and I in the Quran that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is more close to you and I than we are to ourselves. As Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he was so close to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They done hijrah together, they traveled together. When subhanAllah, as Abu Bakr was such a pure individual, even before he became a Muslim, he had never ever drank alcohol. Even before Islam came, he had never drank alcohol. Even before Islam came, he had never ever prostrated to an idol. Why? Because he had that fitrah within him, he was pure. And of course, when the da'wah came and the revelation came, he was the first believer of this ummah. If we can take one lesson from the lifestyle of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, my brothers, is the lesson of him being close to the Messenger of Allah. Him having love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sacrificed everything with the Messenger. Today we have fallen in love with every way apart from the way of Rasulullah. We've fallen in love with every path apart from the path of Rasulullah. And yet, we think on the day of Qiyamah, when people are dying and drowning in their sweat, we think on that day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ We think on that day of Qiyamah when a mother won't care, a mother will run away from the child, the father will run, the wife will run, the children will run, everyone will run. You go to Adam alayhi salam and he'll be worried about himself. Nuh alayhi salam, all the messengers. On that day there'll be one cry, one voice, one fikr, one worry, one concern. That will be the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he will be crying, Oh Allah, ummati, ummati. We're not following the sunnah, but on that day, I hope deep down in my heart, Allah's messenger will intercede for me. That's the reality. Every one of us sitting here in our hearts, we think on the day of Qiyamah, the messenger is going to come through for me. He's going to intercede for me. But you never lived the sunnah. You never lived following his life. You never lived following his path. So the least we can do, my brothers, at begin with one sunnah. Start bringing the sunnah of the messenger into our lives. Sahaba, Sheikh Yunus of France, he tells us, and he always says, Sahaba acted upon sunnah because it was sunnah. The sunnah held significance in their eyes. We leave sunnah because it's only sunnah. Sunnah holds no significance in our lives. But yet, on the day of Qiyamah, that messenger of Allah is going to intercede for me, man. He's going to come through. I'm going to go to him and I'm going to drink from his hand, Hawd al-Kawthar. I never followed his sunnah. It's not going to happen that easy, my brothers. يوم القيامة لو علمت بهوله لفررت من أهل ومن أوطاني يومئذ يجعل الولدان شيبا إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى. You'll see people as though they're drunk. No one is drunk. It's just the signs and the severity of the day of Qiyamah. 50,000 سنة. 50,000 years is the duration of the day of Qiyamah. On that day, we're going to go to the messenger. What face are we going to show? Oh, Messenger of Allah, I never followed your sunnah. Your sunnah was alien to me in this world. Your lifestyle was alien. I was living in the US. Deen is difficult. Deen is too hard. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was living in the Arab lands. But he was tormented. He was physically harassed. He was emotionally and mentally abused. Did he leave the da'wah? Did he say, forget this? Did the Sahaba, okay, you can say he was a messenger. Of course he's not going to say that. Okay, no problem. The Sahaba who were around him, did they really have to persevere? Did they have to withstand so many difficulties? They never. But they understood, my success lies in following the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My success, my Jannah, my paradise, my gardens, my palaces, my hura'een, lies in following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's learn to bring one sunnah into our lives. Let's take an easy sunnah. And every day from today, I forgot to ask, I was supposed to ask at the beginning, if anyone has memorized the first ayah of Surah Al-Mulk. Inshallah, tonight learn the second ayah. What's the second ayah? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. What's this second ayah telling us? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. Allah is that being who created death and life. If we ponder over Quran, my brothers, do we live first or do we die first? Do we live first or do we die first? We live, then we die, right or wrong? You guys are tired, man. I thought I was the one leading Taraweeh. Do you live first or do you die first? Yeah. You live, then you die. So why is Allah saying in the Quran, Allah is that being who created death and then life? Why is it upside down? Because, my brothers, we have been created to die. That's the reality. We're not here to live and enjoy. If Allah blesses us, yes, we enjoy it. We've given the best of the dunya and the akhirah. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah created death and life to test us who will do the most virtuous actions. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزِ. He is the most powerful, Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving. So inshallah, we try to learn the second ayah of Surah Al-Mulk and we try to bring alive one sunnah in our lives. The sunnah for today we try to bring is before we enter the bathroom, the dua that needs to be said. Who knows the dua? اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. Before we enter the toilet, make it a habit. We've got the information. We learned these du'as when we were young. But information is not going to get us into Jannah. Knowing about the sunnah can never equate to acting upon the sunnah. There's a big difference. You can be alim, a'lam, the most knowledgeable about the sunnah. But if you're not acting upon it, the person that knows a few and is acting upon it is better than you and I. We know about how many of us, most of us learned this dua when we were young. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-qaba'ith. Enter with the left foot, come out with the right foot. Do we act upon it? We've just got information. So inshallah, we'll try to learn the first and the second ayah. And we'll try to bring alive this one sunnah into our lives. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, just one, two things about him, then we'll, inshallah, about 2 minutes left. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the love he had for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that for him to sacrifice, my brothers, was very easy. And he was so close to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if I was to take anyone as a close friend of mine, لَتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا, I would have taken Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as my friend. But Abu Bakr is my akhi, he is my brother. وَصَاحِبِي, he is my companion, because my close friend is only Allah. Imagine how close he was to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most beloved of the men of this ummah to the Messenger was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sick and he couldn't lead the congregation, who did he put on the musalla? Who was the leader of the Muslim ummah at that time? Was none other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When the news of the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, Sahaba were, Rasulullah was everything for them. More beloved to them than their mother and their father. He was the most beloved to them, and now they get the news that your messenger has passed away. It was difficult for some of them to comprehend. Umar radiallahu anhu says, if anyone tells me the messenger has died, I'm going to chop his head off. The messenger hasn't died, it's impossible. That's how much they loved him. And at that time, the one individual who maintained that level of understanding within the ummah was who? Was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He gets up and he gives a sermon and he tells the people, if you worshipped Muhammad, Muhammad has left this world. But if you worshipped Allah, that Allah is still here after the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells the Muslim ummah and the sahaba at that time, have you forgotten the verse of Quran where Allah says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفْهَئِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Where Allah says that Muhammad is nothing but a messenger. There were messengers that came before him and there were messengers that left before him. If Muhammad dies or if Muhammad is killed, are you going to go and retract and turn away from Islam? The Sahaba, Bilal radiallahu anh, he loved the Messenger and the Sunnah so much. When he hears about the death of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leaves. He never gives adhan again. After a while, years later, someone asks him, oh Bilal, give us the adhan. Oh Bilal, sing out the adhan that we used to hear in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The adhan that when the Messenger was going through difficulties and hardships, he would tell us, and he would tell, Ya Bilal, arihna ya Bilal. Oh Bilal, bring us some peace and serenity and comfort. Call the adhan so we may perform salah. So years after the demise of the Messenger, they come to Bilal. Bilal, please give the adhan. Bilal radiallahu anh gives the adhan. Every sahabi is crying and is drowning in tears. Bilal radiallahu anh cannot complete the adhan because of how much he is crying. Because of the love they had for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That's the amount of love they had. So let's begin with one sunnah, entering the toilet with this dua with the left foot and exiting with the right foot. And finally, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, he also died at the age of 63, 13 years after the hijrah. And he is that individual, the greatest. No one in this ummah can ever be like him. Consensus amongst everyone, the greatest individual of this ummah was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The closest to Rasulullah, the most beloved to Rasulullah, the companion of Rasulullah, that individual who has been indicated to in the Quran where Allah spoke about the hijrah and he said that ثَانِيَثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ, when the two were in the grave. Who was the second one with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? None other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Why, finally, one more. Why was he called as-Siddiq? He was known as the most truthful. Because when he goes, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the Isra and the Mi'raj, and he comes back, he meets Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you're looking a bit uncomfortable. What's wrong? What happened? So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Jahl that last night I went to the seven heavens and above and I spoke to my Allah, and he gives him the whole story. So Abu Jahl starts laughing and mocking and he says, if I gathered the Quraysh, would you tell them what you just told me? The messenger says, of course. So he gathers all the Quraysh. He tells the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrate to them what you just told me. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells all the Quraysh that last night, in a portion of the night, I went from here to Baytul Maqdis, from there to the seven heavens and above, and I came back. Everyone begins to mock the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They start to question him about some caravans that are on the way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers all their questions. They start to ask him questions about how many windows and glasses are in Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks towards a sahabi's house. Allah opens up the image of Baytul Muqaddas and of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers all the questions. Rasulullah told Abu Jahl, Abu Jahl rejected. Abu Jahl goes to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And he tells Abu Bakr, oh Abu Bakr, have you heard what your friend is saying now? He's claiming to have gone to the seven heavens and above. So Abu Bakr says, is this true? Did my messenger say this? He says, yes. He says, if my messenger said this, I believe it, I attest to it, and I confirm it. Abu Jahl is being told by the messenger and he's rejecting. Abu Bakr is being told by the enemy of Islam and he's accepting. That's why he was known as the most truthful As-Siddiq. We make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah. He allow us to understand that the third lesson from the third juz of the Quran is following the Sunnah, and we'll bring it into our lives. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, subhanAllah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.